another episode of How Yoga Changed My Life, a podcast. This is Mia. This week, I have a follow-up episode. After we had that interview with Mingxia, we were really inspired to talk about meditation with you. Mingxia shared how meditation was something that was really powerful for her, but specifically how she didn't like guided meditations. And as a podcast that has released a lot of guided meditations, we wanted to talk about how you could perhaps create your own meditation practice for yourself. So today for you, we have a meditation checklist. This is a guide for how you could be setting up your own time and space to explore quiet meditation on your own. This is essentially six steps for setting up a meditation practice for yourself. The very first step is setting a time that works for you every single day. My recommendation is to find and attach this to a habit that you already have. So a lot of us drink coffee or tea every morning. Perhaps you walk your dog every day. And some of you are really dedicated yogis and perhaps go to a yoga class every day. So giving yourself a little bit of extra time around that habit, it's something you already do every single day. You just add 5 to 10 minutes and now you can meditate with that habit. But either way, picking a time that works for you every day so that there's no excuses around why it did or didn't happen. Another tip and something that just works for me is doing it first thing in the morning. I drink tea every morning. So after I make that tea, I usually take it to my meditation space, give myself that time to meditate and have my yoga practice. That kind of leads me to my second tip, or the second step, and that's creating a dedicated space for your meditation practice. That can include a mat, a bolster, a block, or blanket, kind of whatever you need in order to be successful. Usually because I sit on the ground, it's nice to have one of these props to support that seat and make it a little more comfortable. And that's because the third step for a meditation practice is creating a comfortable seat for yourself. Specifically with an upright spine, when you give yourself that upright spine, it creates the anatomy and space in your body to explore breath. So check in with your props, whatever you need for your hips, your knees, your spine to be comfortable in this seat for a period of time is going to be what's helpful for you here. This fourth tip is something that I really like to have in a practice of gentleness with myself, and that's creating a mantra for when you notice your thoughts drifting away from you. It is really natural when you're beginning to meditate, and even when you're years into your meditation practice, for your thoughts to wander, for you to think about what's happening in your day, what to-dos you have, maybe what happened yesterday. It's just natural. Our thoughts wander. So I recommend creating a mantra for when you notice those thoughts wandering to help bring yourself back. Some examples being, my thoughts are clouds drifting in the wind. I can let them pass. Another being, I am a rock that my thoughts crash and wave over. Or perhaps even, I notice my thoughts and I bring myself back to my meditation. Something that you can use as a mantra, as a phrase to repeat to yourself that reminds you that you're in the present moment and instead you're bringing yourself back to your meditation. We're getting close to the end here. The next step, your fifth step, is to choose a breath count that works for you. A number that you can count to as you inhale and as you exhale. My recommendation is a count of 5 seconds. And this count can be something that you start with and that you might let go as you begin to practice or as your practice gets a little more stable, or even that you let go as you take a few rounds of breath. But you use that count to count up to as you breathe in, count down to as you breathe out. It's a tool to stay in the present moment. It's a tool to connect with your breath, and it's very helpful when you're beginning a meditation practice. Last but not least is to set a timer. Give yourself a time that you know that you can dedicate to yourself every single day. Start with 5 minutes. Set a timer, put your phone on Do Not Disturb, flip it over, or if you even have like an old school egg timer or kitchen timer, that's even better. It gives you even less distractions of your screen. Once you set that timer, you find your upright seat you start that breath practice and give yourself that 5 minutes to be with your breath in the present moment. As you get comfortable, perhaps you let go of counting and you simply breathe in and out. As you get comfortable, perhaps you don't even need that count to start. Once your timer goes off, you can bring yourself out of your meditation, perhaps take a moment to reflect on what it feels like, and then be on your way with your day. This is just a checklist for those of us who are perhaps beginning a personal silent meditation. Of course, if you've been listening to the podcast, we have plenty of guided meditations that are really great and can still help you find that mindfulness in the present moment. But we were really inspired by the fact that Mingxia said she did not use guided meditations. She simply sat in silence with her breath. And if that's something that you're looking to explore, then this is the checklist for you. I hope you enjoy. If you've been having conversations around meditations with your friends, perhaps send them this checklist. Or if you know someone who's been wanting to try meditation, but perhaps they've been hedging, waiting, then something like this checklist might be really helpful for them. So share this episode with friends, family, yogis, and let us know what you think. You can share your feedback with us on Instagram at yogachanged, email yogachanged@gmail.com, or even on the Spotify app where you can leave your feedback in our Q&A. Check back next week for another episode of How Yoga Changed My Life, a podcast. Bye, yogis.